Тест 2.
Part of the world.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый тест прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Dialogue A. May I have a look at your ticket, sir?
Sure. Here you go.
Have you got any prohibited items with you?
I don't. Check my bag if you want.
Everything is all right. I hope you will enjoy the game.
Thanks.
Dialogue B.
I'm so glad that we've come to London.
So do I, and we are very lucky with the weather.
Look, there's a squirrel.
Let's take a picture. Oh, it has run away.
Don't worry. There are plenty of them here.
They are so cute. I wish I could buy a squirrel as a souvenir. Dialogue C. For how long have you been here?
For 2 weeks.
Have you bought something for your parents?
I'm not sure what to take. This magnet with a double decker or Big Ben.
I think the first is better.
And are you buying anything for yourself?
A key ring. Dialogue D.
I like it here so much. I've been to the Tower of London and even to a football match, but this is the best place I've ever visited.
I am glad to hear it. I want you to pay attention to this picture by William Turner.
When was it painted?
In 1838. This is one of the best works by the outstanding artist.
I like the way the ships are shown.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. May I have a look at your ticket, sir?
Sure. Here you go.
Have you got any prohibited items with you?
I don't. Check my bag if you want.
Everything is all right. I hope you will enjoy the game.
Thanks.
Dialogue B.
I'm so glad that we've come to London.
So do I, and we are very lucky with the weather.
Look, there's a squirrel.
Let's take a picture. Oh, it has run away.
Don't worry, there are plenty of them here.
They are so cute. I wish I could buy a squirrel as a souvenir. Dialogue C. For how long have you been here?
For 2 weeks.
Have you bought something for your parents?
I'm not sure what to take. This magnet with a double decker or Big Ben.
I think the first is better.
And are you buying anything for yourself?
A key ring. Dialogue D.
I like it here so much. I've been to the Tower of London and even to a football match, but this is the best place I've ever visited.
I am glad to hear it. I want you to pay attention to this picture by William Turner.
When was it painted?
In 1838. This is one of the best works by the outstanding artist.
I like the way the ships are shown.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AE» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is situated on the British Isles, not far away from the northwestern coast of Europe. The British Isles are separated from the continent by the English Channel, the Strait of Dover, and the North Sea. The British Isles consist of two major islands, Great Britain and Ireland, which are separated by the Irish Sea, and a number of smaller islands. The coastline of Great Britain is greatly indented, mostly in the west, where the mountains are close to the coast.
Speaker B. Great Britain is situated in the temperate zone and is greatly affected by the sea. The reason of it is that there is no place situated farther than 120 kilometers from the seashore, 60 kilometers in the northern parts. The territory of Great Britain is divided into three natural regions: Highland Scotland, Wales, and mountainous England covered with meadows, and Southeast England with its plain landscape. Speaker C.
With its mild climate and varied soils, Britain has rich natural vegetation. The island used to be covered with oak forests, but now woodland occupies just about 7% of the country. The most common trees are oak, beech, ash, pine, and birch. Animal life also used to be much richer. When forests disappeared, many animals such as the wolf, the bear, the deer, the boar became extinct, though there are a lot of birds such as blackbirds, sparrows, and starlings.
Speaker D. Great Britain is rich in coal. There are a lot of rich coal basins in Yorkshire, Wales, Lancashire, etc. The fact that coal deposits were near the ground surface helped the rapid industrialization of the 19th century. Besides coal, there are copper, tin, and lead mines. Among precious metals, the most frequent metal found in Great Britain is silver. Speaker E.
Great Britain is a parliamentary monarchy. It means that officially the head of the state is the king or queen, but the power of the monarch is constitutional. He or she can act only on the advice of the ministers. The monarch is also the head of the executive and the judicial bodies, the head of the established Church of England, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and the head of the British Commonwealth of Nations.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is situated on the British Isles, not far away from the northwestern coast of Europe. The British Isles are separated from the continent by the English Channel, the Strait of Dover, and the North Sea. The British Isles consist of two major islands, Great Britain and Ireland, which are separated by the Irish Sea, and a number of smaller islands. The coastline of Great Britain is greatly indented, mostly in the west, where the mountains are close to the coast.
Speaker B. Great Britain is situated in the temperate zone and is greatly affected by the sea. The reason of it is that there is no place situated farther than 120 kilometers from the seashore, 60 kilometers in the northern parts. The territory of Great Britain is divided into three natural regions: Highland Scotland, Wales, and mountainous England covered with meadows, and southeast England with its plain landscape. Speaker C.
With its mild climate and varied soils, Britain has rich natural vegetation. The island used to be covered with oak forests, but now woodland occupies just about 7% of the country. The most common trees are oak, beech, ash, pine, and birch. Animal life also used to be much richer. When forests disappeared, many animals such as the wolf, the bear, the deer, the boar, became extinct, though there are a lot of birds, such as blackbirds, sparrows, and starlings.
Speaker D. Great Britain is rich in coal. There are a lot of rich coal basins in Yorkshire, Wales, Lancashire, etc. The fact that coal deposits were near the ground surface helped the rapid industrialization of the 19th century. Besides coal, there are copper, tin, and lead mines. Among precious metals, the most frequent metal found in Great Britain is silver. Speaker E.
Great Britain is a parliamentary monarchy. It means that officially the head of the state is the king or queen, but the power of the monarch is constitutional. He or she can act only on the advice of the ministers. The monarch is also the head of the executive and the judicial bodies, the head of the established Church of England, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and the head of the British Commonwealth of Nations.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите интервью с жителем Лондона. В заданиях 3.8 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Good morning.
Hello.
Are you from London?
Yep, I sure am.
How long have you lived here? More than 20 years?
Yes. I'm 26 years, and my parents came to London when I was 1 year old.
For 25 years, I see. And what's the best thing about living in London?
Best thing? There's always something to do, places to go. There are a lot of tourist attractions around here. You can never be bored in London. It's fun. Also, I love the scenery of the city. When you step out somewhere, you feel like you're on a film set. You feel like you know all the buildings around. It's fantastic.
And what about the nightlife?
London has a great nightlife. There are plenty of restaurants and pubs. London's got plenty of everything, really.
Are you going in for sports?
Yeah. I'm a BMXer. From this point of view, London's got perfect skate parks, and there are plenty of them. One close to my home near here, and I know four more. Also, there are a lot of football events every week in London. You know, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham. They all play in London.
Are you a football fan?
I'm not, but I sometimes enjoy going to a pub to watch a good game with my friends.
Okay, what's the worst thing in London?
Worst thing? It's such a big city. It's easy to get lost. And the amount of people that come here, it's always busy. Sometimes you even feel lonely because you never see the same face again.
What can you say about the transport?
Oh, tubes are bad. And in summer, there's no air conditioning. It's very expensive, by the way. And there are always delays on the tube as well.
Is it a safe city?
Mostly, yes. But there are just some areas like Brixton, stuff like that. You hear of crime and people robbed or even killed there. But it's late at night. But still, that's probably the worst thing. You've just got to be careful in places like that.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the text again. Good morning.
Hello.
Are you from London?
Yep, I sure am.
How long have you lived here? More than 20 years?
Yes. I'm 26 years, and my parents came to London when I was 1 year old.
For 25 years, I see. And what's the best thing about living in London?
Best thing? There's always something to do, places to go. There are a lot of tourist attractions around here. You can never be bored in London. It's fun. Also, I love the scenery of the city. When you step out somewhere, you feel like you're on a film set. You feel like you know all the buildings around. It's fantastic.
And what about the nightlife?
London has a great nightlife. There are plenty of restaurants and pubs. London's got plenty of everything, really.
Are you going in for sports?
Yeah. I'm a BMXer. From this point of view, London's got perfect skate parks, and there are plenty of them. One close to my home near here, and I know four more. Also, there are a lot of football events every week in London. You know, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham. They all play in London.
Are you a football fan?
I'm not, but I sometimes enjoy going to a pub to watch a good game with my friends.
Okay, what's the worst thing in London?
Worst thing? It's such a big city. It's easy to get lost. And the amount of people that come here, it's always busy. Sometimes you even feel lonely because you never see the same face again.
What can you say about the transport?
Oh, tubes are bad. And in summer, there's no air conditioning. It's very expensive, by the way. And there are always delays on the tube as well.
Is it a safe city?
Mostly, yes. But there are just some areas like Brixton, stuff like that. You hear of crime and people robbed or even killed there. But it's late at night. But still, that's probably the worst thing. You've just got to be careful in places like that.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.